This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by MediShare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey there, my name is Brandt. Producer Sherry is here, and we welcome you back after Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you had an awesome weekend. We had Thanksgiving leftover dinner at Sherry's house with her family. It was awesome.
Yes, you did. I'm hoping so. I felt kind of sheepish, even though our families have been together many, many times. I'm always like, boy, we are so loud
but
and
we
intrusive.
Love it.
Okay.
We good. Love it. I know it doesn't seem that way because I'm sitting there silent, but I love it.
Okay.
I just wish I had it around all the time. But Sherry always apologizes. My family's so loud. Like, right. Well, that's fantastic.
It's just a lot.
The only thing I would have everybody back down on is just making me want to, like, you have to eat this.
Okay.
Like, I don't have to.
Right.
And so, you guys. Like, your mom wanted me to eat this pie. Like, I had, like, 5 pounds of turkey. And I'm good. I really am.
No, but like, if you don't eat the
back
sweets.
Off with the pie. I love you. Step away. Thank you. What's going on? Sherry came up with this list of things that a gentleman should do.
Yes.
And I'm all about that. I think we should be gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, though, I don't know if we could get away with it. And that is, it says we're still supposed to stand up when a woman walks in the room.
Mm-hmm. Says a gentleman rises when she enters the room.
Do you really want that? Wouldn't you be confused, though?
I mean, I'm all about that.
I think it'd be great.
Uh-huh.
Let's do that. But I just don't think women... I found that a lot of stuff that they say that you should do if you do it, people are like, what are you doing? You stand up and... What are you gonna do? Stand up every time a woman walks in the room? Yeah?
That would be odd. If we're all in a meeting or something or we're all having dinner and you stand up.
Yeah.
That would
That's the thing. That's what's dangerous about reading tips for social behavior is they'll tell you to do it and then you do it and everybody's like, what in the world? What is he doing? Sit down.
So social tips are dangerous,
is
what you're saying.
He keeps standing up every time somebody comes in the room. What's his problem? That's what'll happen.
That's a great question. Got this on Facebook, and it's about Facebook, and it's about social media, Twitter, all that sort of stuff. And she's asking, as somebody listens to the show, she's asking about unfollowing, unfriending, blocking. And she says, I don't want to be that kind of person that just is constantly going through my news feed or timeline and having to block and unfollow. But on the other hand, what can you do about it when you constantly see things that are almost designed to make you mad? I mean, if you have any convictions at all, somebody's got a different take on it or something, it can be tough to take. I actually do have a thought about this. So I'll share it with you. It's an alternative to unfollowing and unfriending. Not that those things are necessarily wrong, by the way. But she was wondering about an alternative. I do have an idea. I'll talk about it coming up. Yeah, you can go through your timeline or newsfeed on social media and just unfriend and unfollow everybody or constantly be upset about stuff. An alternative to this, because Chris was asking me this on Facebook, listens to the show, and was asking me about, like, not just blocking people and unfollowing that sort of stuff. Is there an alternative? Here's what I suggested, and I know this can sound super spiritual, maybe more spiritual than I actually am. I don't mean to act super spiritual, but I really do mean this. It's not a bad idea to pray before you even start Facebook, or at least be more and more cognizant of your own brokenness. Like, you need forgiveness. And I do too, because we've done wrong things, right? So that's something to be aware of. I find that that's really what gives me more patience for other people. So I can just expect it. Like, if I'm going through my Facebook news feed, I don't want to just be shocked again and again at the way humans are. I know the way they are. I know how it's going to be. I know they need forgiveness. I know they're messed up. So you're going to encounter brokenness. Frankly, anytime you go out in public, you are. It's just, it's all concentrated there on Facebook. It used to be, there are traditions of Jesus followers where you would pray about mundane tasks through the day, and you just kind of practice the presence of God and everything. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm not trying to sound more spiritual than I am, but that really may be a good practice, just a quick prayer every time you open it up, so that you're as quick to want to forgive people as God has been to forgive you.
They had this gentleman list, things guys should be doing to be a gentleman, and it's open the door and all that sort of stuff. And all that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably taking this way too seriously, but here's what I would say I'm impressed by.
Okay.
I mean, I am. I'm taking this seriously.
Okay.
So it's not going to be a joke.
All right. Why are you telling me?
Because I just anticipate you thinking it's going to be a joke. It's not.
Okay. All right. It's not a joke. Got it.
Okay. You guys ready?
We are. We're ready.
A real gentleman will treat a woman with a high degree of respect and attention, even if she's not attractive.
Ah, that's good.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I notice that about other guys when I see them talking with a woman, engaging in conversation, laughing, all that sort of stuff, and it's not somebody that they're romantically interested in or particularly popular or whatever. I just am very impressed. I just like that a lot. To me, that says something.
What does it say about the guy?
He understands something deeply about the value of other people. Mm. But you know what? If he only shows attention, I guess this goes the other way too for women.
Mm-hmm.
If you only show attention to certain types of people, you're really just showing attention to yourself because it's what you get out of it.
That's true.
So this is saying this is somebody who actually loves people, which if I was a woman who was single, saw that trade in a man consistently, I would be pretty impressed.
I agree.
So that's all. If you ever want to call us, it's...
Nope, I'm not going to rescue you. I know that you have it in you.
855-90-BRANT.
There it is.
Bam.
Wonderful. Well done. I knew you had it.
Why couldn't you rescue me, though?
Because I think that we're at the point now in the show that I just have to let you kind of sink or swim.
But really?
Yeah, I think so.
Aww.
You did it. You swam.
I did. I guess my self-esteem is better because you let me. I'm like a butterfly coming out of the cocoon, and it takes the strength to come out, and that's what builds the strength to fly.
Fly, Brant, fly.
Thank you. Hey, I wonder if this thing would work with adults.
Okay.
Because I would sit on this.
What?
If they had this. These kids came up with a buddy bench.
Yes, fourth graders, buddy bench.
And it's for people who don't feel like they're fitting in.
Mm-hmm.
And they can sit on the buddy bench.
Right.
And that says...
They're shy. They don't necessarily know how to interact, but they want friends. They want to be able to interact.
So come be friends with me.
Yes.
I like it.
Okay. So you want an adult buddy bench is what you're saying.
I would do it.
Okay. And you'd just be sitting there?
I would
there?
Sit on it. I would. Totally would.
Sorry.
And you would be in line to be friends
absolutely.
With people on the buddy bench.
If I'd be honed in on that bench all the time and just yeah. making people be
like
my
it.
Friend.
I okay. like it.
All right.
May make one.
You're going to... And just put it here in the office?
I may.
Well, it's me and you in the studio, so every morning I'm going to come in here and you're sitting on the buddy bench.
There's a guy that there's two people.
I don't know.
It's always the same guy on the buddy bench. It's always Brant.
Brant's
because buddy there's
bench.
Nobody else here. But yeah, that sounds cool. Friend of mine is just baffled about something about Christianity, and he kind of makes fun of it. He's not a believer in Jesus. He's awesome. Awesome guy. But he's like, yeah, he was talking about somebody that became a Christian when he was in prison. Like, yeah, everybody becomes a Christian in prison. It's just like people who get on drugs, and when they get off drugs, they're Christians all of a sudden. And he was kind of making fun of him. I'm like, dude, there's a reason why. You know why? I mean, I'm laughing about him. It's just like, I guess it doesn't occur to you until you're there. Like, you got to be humble. You got to be humble. When you reach the point where you have failed and you can finally admit it, then you realize you need a savior. Until then, you just keep trying to save yourself one way or the other. And you may not use those terms, but that's what we do. We want to earn salvation through something, somehow justify our own existence. It may be through a million different things, through our job, trying to prove ourselves to people with our career, trying to find it through family, trying to find, you know, success through family, trying to find just something. Maybe if I do enough activism on this politics or the environment or something, I'll justify my existence. It's like when you reach a point where you have failed, you're more likely to go, God, I can't do anything. Like, yeah, that happens a lot in prison. I'm honestly not surprised. A lot of times I'm out on the streets, just hanging with the guys. They respect me. I respect them.
When and where does this happen? You've mentioned this before.
We high-five each other, and we're
driven up and down your street. I've never seen...
Sleeveless t-shirts and fixed motorcycles and stuff together.
Sleeveless t-shirts.
But then they're like, hey, we feel, Brant, we feel kind of in the dumps because it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
is there anything we can do? They ask me.
The fellas out there on the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I show them, they say, do you have any studies that show what could lift our mood? And I'm like, yeah, I have a study that says if we hoe down, guys, we'll be in a better mood.
So you guys just start this right there on
you
the street?
You start this. I get Amazing. The banjo out. They start clapping. We start singing along. Why don't you join us? It's our Monday tradition. David Crowder, Band Aid So Light. Here we go. Wonder so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Did we get the fiddle going? I walked in darkness and clouds covered me. I had no idea where the way I could be. Then came the sunrise and pulled back the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I came for my own. Then like a blind man they dug it back aside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Woo! Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Woo! Come on. Ow! I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Woo! Yeah. That's how we do it, out on the street. We're hanging out there. And we high five.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like me. If you stop and think about it, even right now, if you stop and think about it, you are dependent on God. Not just in a big picture sense, like, yes, of course, we're all dependent on God. No, no, I mean, like, every heartbeat is inexplicable. Yes, I know it's a muscle, it's involuntary, but why does it keep beating? Why does the blood keep coursing through your veins? Why does every nucleus of every atom in your body hold together when it shouldn't? Purely in terms of physics, it shouldn't. The neutron's composed of protons. They're all positively charged. In addition to the neutrons, they should just blow up. They don't. He holds us together. Every breath that we have is Him. We don't have anything without Him. And yet we can go through our whole day and just kind of think, oh, I'm kind of the captain of my own ship here. I'm doing what I want. Like, you can't do anything. And that's, you know, that's me too. I'm talking about us. So that's where we are. I think it's good to be aware of it. And then, how about this for an idea? And then be thankful. Try it. Like, this is gratitude is like oxygen, and we run better on it. And we might as well just be thankful for everything we have.
Hope you had an awesome weekend. Kind of wondering about the Black Friday thing. Got Jennifer on the phone. Did you do Black Friday when you were this weekend?
I did not do the Black Friday thing, no, because I'm smarter than that.
You just totally dissed millions of Americans. Totally, Jennifer. Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Did you go out, Brant?
No, I'm smarter than that, too, but I wouldn't come out and say it. See, that's the difference. I don't come out and say that stuff.
Even if it's but he true. Believes it.
Oh, totally. Didn't go to a Black Friday. Why not?
Well, because I have two daughters, and they're at the age where it's hard to buy for them.
Yeah. I was wondering what it would take, because I see everybody, you know, fisticuffs, pushing and shoving. Like, what kind of sale would it take before I started shoving people?
And did you come up with an answer?
Yeah, I don't
okay.
know.
Jennifer, is there anything?
before I started shoving people.
Yeah. Is there anything, what do you really love? Is there anything that would be like, here's a new...
Well, I mean, I like to read, and I like...
Okay. So here's a
new... I don't know.
New Kindle Fire for one penny.
Ooh.
And I just cut in line and got the last one. Do you shove me?
I probably wouldn't shove you. But you know what's funny? I told my husband I need a new Kindle. So that is something that is on my radar. For one penny. Maybe. You know, I wouldn't shove, but I would probably loudly say rude things that I shouldn't say.
What if I cut in line, take the last one, turn around, and stick my tongue out at you? Now are you shoving?
Are you going to punch him in the face? Yeah,
right here.
It's probably on then.
I
could take you down.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
I just wondered where the threshold was.
I'd like to see that.
Like if I just held my chin out, like, go ahead. What are you going to do about it? I can't even fathom. Josh?
Missed the initial rush. We went a little later. Everything opened at 6 here, but we went about 8 o'clock.
Did you push and shove anybody?
I did not.
No, I was wondering because
I
see all that carrying on, and I'm literally like searching my heart. Like, is there any sale scenario where I start shoving people? I mean, is there anything that could happen?
That you're like, that's it.
Right.
I'm going to get in the fisticuffs. Is there anything for you, Josh?
You know, we didn't really go for anything this year. All we needed was a printer, and nobody really wants those.
Well, let's say they had...
We pretty much had our choice.
Let's say it's you and me. They have one printer, and it's a penny. And I cut in front of you, and I grab it at the last second. Do you punch me?
I'm shoving, I'm tripping. I'm doing all
that didn't take long.
It's on.
That's my printer.
We were joking about Black Friday and people getting in, you know, pushing and shoving and all that sort of stuff. I will say this, that what I have noticed over time, it's not necessarily old people, but I think a sure marker of spiritual maturity really is, in those sorts of situations, gentleness.
Mm-hmm.
Gentleness sounds like, you know, it's a cuss word to a lot of guys, like, well, I gotta stand up for myself. No. Gentleness doesn't mean you don't have the power to make somebody feel dumb, or even to beat somebody down physically. It means you restrain yourself and you're kind to them, even when you could crush them. I mean, it happens all the time on Facebook, Twitter. People get in arguments about stuff. I just noticed the people who I really admire don't cut somebody to ribbons when they could. They just don't do it. They're patient. People are like, where did that come from? And it is true. If you sit down with older people, when they see immaturity in you, and they could just rip you to shreds, and they just don't. And you're like, what is holding them back? That's what it is. It's gentleness. It's patience. This is what happens. I mean, God said, you know, if you're going to trust him with your life, your body becomes the home, his home, the home of his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And it'll bring forth different things in your life. But a couple of them are patience and gentleness. You're going to see it. Even in those situations, those people will still be gentle. If you haven't ever heard someone play the accordion really well, brace yourself, because it really is beautiful when it's done right.
Yeah.
And we're going to do something called Kamikaze Christmas Karaoke that's coming up.
And so they're bracing themselves to hear you play the accordion.
Yes.
Oh.
I think you're really going to enjoy it.
It is bracing.
Thank you. And if you are new to the show, we welcome you. It may take you a little while to catch on to the way the show works. So just fight. We ask you to fight through the hate. And then you'll go through a period of confusion. And you'll be kind of, there's a wilderness period. And then, but on the other side,
it's the promised land.
Reconciliation. And it's the promised land. So if you just stick with this for a while, eventually it'll be pretty good. Alicia is on the phone. Alicia, you ready for something awesome? Kamikaze Christmas Karaoke.
That's fun. Oh, wow.
It's fun. It is. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun. Hang on. This is seriously fun.
She even said yes, and you're pulling out the accordion here.
I saw yes in your eyes. It's just a Christmas song, and I'll get started playing it. And then what you'll do is you'll just jump in and sing the next line. You got to nail it, okay?
That's it.
So you're not going to sing with me? Like, I can't just kind of go,
nail it. Okay. Very festive. Hang on a second. Here we go. Get the accordion on.
You got to be careful with the mic there, because your headphones are right around the...
That's the wrong
key.
Are
you going to sing first?
Yep. You know Dasher and Prancer and... You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Go.
Donner and I don't remember.
Oh,
them.
No.
All of them.
No, it's Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
What song is that? It's like Rudolph and the Addams Family and Polka, and it's just too much.
The Addams Family.
I'm sorry. It was the accordion just really threw me off.
Yeah, well, whatever, you guys.
So neither one of you are musicians. That's what I hear you saying.
So many people get in trouble financially because of health care bills.
And a lot of people.
You can be going just fine, and then bam.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of stuck if you're like, well, I don't have a way to do this. Something called MediShare, and we're very thankful for them. They're a not-for-profit, and they actually sponsor our podcast, but we're real comfortable with them because of what they are. It's a nationwide community of believers who pay each other's healthcare bills. And it's cheaper than maybe other ways of doing it because it's not-for-profit and because of the way they do it. You're helping other people. Each mm-hmm. month, your check is paying for somebody else's needs. We did this sort of thing, too, and mm-hmm. it was wonderful. Paid our healthcare bills.
That's right, for your kids.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, go to biblicalhealthcare.com. This could wind up saving you hundreds of dollars a month. And there's an exemption under the Affordable Health Care Act. This counts. Phone number is 855-772-5699, 855-772-5699, or biblicalhealthcare.com. Appreciate everybody sharing things on Facebook that with friends they know will be amused. I've had something shared with me a million times, which is this 8-second video,
mm-hmm.
and it's a baby who's coming into a room. He's toddling along, and then he hears an accordion,
mm-hmm.
and then he runs off to get friends because it's so awesome.
Brant, wait one second.
And people are sharing it on my page because they know that I play the accordion.
That's not what that video is.
And that's how people react.
That video is the baby running in horror and fear of the sound of the accordion.
That's your interpretation.
I think he's running.
I seriously do.
If he was going to get friends, it would be longer than 8 seconds because they'd show him bringing friends like, hey, guys, listen to the accordion. But they cut it off because he had run away.
He didn't want it. He ran away to get friends. And then they cut it off.
No, that's not what that was.
He was running to like, hey, everybody gather around. That's what was going on. That's what I presume is going on when I play.
No, because I saw his face and I've had that look.
I noticed it. It's usually the look where I think you're going to get friends. It just takes a while. Guess they're trying to get in on the Christmas sales. Fitbit.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something I think Sherry wants for Christmas.
I do want a Fitbit, absolutely.
They've improved their product. They say it automatically knows when you're starting exercise. It used to be you'd have to swipe something.
Okay.
But now you don't have to do that.
How does it know? Just because your elevated heart rate?
I guess, or just it just senses the movement.
Okay.
But think about that. Like, how lazy do you have to be? Like, I don't want to make the swiping motion anymore. Trying to burn calories, but
I won't even swipe.
I don't have time or the effort, energy, or even the interest, frankly, in making a swiping motion with my finger.
It's indicative of a greater problem.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna exercise, but I don't have time for that. I don't have
get
that kind
out
of energy
with that swiping.
I'm tired.
Stuff.
I am tired. I cannot be swiping right now. Okay, maybe this is being a little over dramatic. I don't think so, though. I honestly don't. We've been talking a lot about social media on the show today. We tend to. It's on our minds a lot because that's how we relate to each other now, a lot of us. So honestly, though, just about every status I see, I have to think it's really saying, please love me. Please love me. Please love me. Please love me. I honestly, mm-hmm. it's, and the older I get, the more obvious that is. I even see that in my own stuff. So maybe I'm being overdramatic. I don't think so, though. I think if we're without that motivation, a lot of us don't post anything at all. And think about just the typical teenager and the stuff that he or she will post. Like, please be impressed. We are deep down really yearning for someone to come along and know us all the way through and love us. Not a false construct,
not stuff we just put on Facebook, but the way we actually are and love us anyway, telling you your deepest dream has come true. God actually loves you. And people believe, people have gone to church their whole lives and say they believe it, but I'm convinced that a lot of us don't. We say it, we haven't internalized it yet. Please believe us when we say this and start to breathe this in, that someone knows you, faults and all, dirty mind and all the sinful things you've ever thought, selfishness, all of that, and still wants you.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.